Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Black Friday may be over, but that doesn't mean you can't still use Stitcher Premium's Black Friday savings code. Why do you want Stitcher Premium? Well, because there's 21,000 hours of original content like Marvel's Wolverine, Issa Rae's Fruit, a ton of Weird Al concerts, and a bunch of off-book episodes that you can't get anywhere else, including our live episode with Rachel Bloom, and two holiday specials that we did, one, A Little Town of Doggywood with Paul F. Tompkins and Nicole Parker, and another time-traveling, insane two-part Christmas special with Madeline Walter and Zeke Nicholson. So, go to StitcherPremium.com and use promo code FRIDAY50, that's FRIDAY50, for 50% off your first payment. Hey everybody, Zach here with a quick update announcement. The show you're about to hear is a live show that was recorded in Brooklyn, New York at Murmur with the incredible Jeff Hiller as our guest. We had a great time. Thank you so much, Murmur and Brooklyn, for having us. It was truly a delight. We hope you like it. Speaking of live shows, we have a new one for you. Our 8 o'clock show at the Chicago Podcast Festival this Friday, November 30th, has sold out. So we added another one. It's at 10 p.m. Tickets are only $15, and we would love to see you there. You can get tickets at thezackandthejess.com/live or chicagopodcastfestival.org. That is the end of the announcement. Hope to see you there, and enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Jumps.
We went up these. We didn't use stairs.
No.
What a great start.
Ooh,
guys. Thank you all for being here. Oh my gosh, what a delight.
Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast.
That one's Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna.
We got some guest musicians joining us from New York. We're so excited to have Sarah Mullins on the drum and Dan Wright's on the keys.
If you are new and have never seen this before or listened to this before, since usually it's a listening only experience, what we do is we make up a musical on the spot. Everything they play, everything we do is completely improvised. We've never done it before. We'll never do it again. We have an incredible guest for you tonight. Also one of New York's own. We love him so much.
He's one of the greatest musical improvisers of all time.
That's not an understatement.
Not an understatement. Please welcome to the stage, Jeff Hiller!
Now we sit forever.
Good run. Good job, Jeff.
You did like a sort of jazz run up the top.
When I started, it felt shorter.
Yeah.
And then it was so long.
How do I make it go?
How do I make it go.
We're going to try to make it go. The middle one's not going so much, but it will be going in a second.
It was going. We did.
There
we
it is.
There it is. Ah. Oh, my gosh.
Hello. I have a voice.
Finally.
Exactly. I feel like Ariel.
But which Disney princess are you most like? Or prince, but they have no personalities.
I know. Plus, also, ooh, boo, I don't want to pick a prince.
Yeah. Except for, like, the Beast, who's, like, a literal monster.
And also, you know I love Aladdin.
Aladdin's great. Yes, you do.
I deeply love Aladdin. But this, Aladdin I'm not answering.
You the love character Aladdin. Of Aladdin you deeply love?
Yeah. Yes. And the movie.
Because why? Because he's, like, scrappy and
yeah,
he has to
he's
come
a
from...
diamond in the diamond in the diamond in the rough.
Rough. But it's more about when she says love, like identify with, not in love with, or maybe not
both. Which was confusing.
Okay.
That was tough for me as a six-year-old. What is happening? He's on my pillowcase. I kissed him. I flipped it over. Slept on the genie for the rest of the time I had those sheets. I didn't know what I was doing.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, it does awaken weird things. I feel like, can I pick Ursula?
Yes.
I know she's not really a princess.
A popular choice.
She's more of a queen.
Yeah.
And I heard that Lady Gaga is supposed to play it in the live action, and I say boo.
Whoa. Okay, we don't even have time. Can you just give me, can you give me one word on A Star Is Born?
Oh, no, I don't dislike Lady Gaga. I just think that that's not the right role for
gotcha,
her.
Gotcha, yeah. I think, I mean, it feels like, yeah, I agree with you. It feels like we could go maybe like Jeff Hiller.
No, yeah, no, you know who it should be? Bridget Everett. Do you know
oh,
Bridget
yeah.
Everett?
That's good casting. Good casting.
Help me.
Great, really funny, like, would be great.
Cool.
Yeah. There's not like a quick, like, one credit I could be like, here,
yeah.
on a plate, but okay. like, super great, would be good. Yeah,
I'll just believe you.
Yeah. I do feel like with Ursula, I'm like, tell us more. You know, some of the other villains...
Oh, like the Wicked story, but
yes,
for Ursula?
Yes, yes, because some of the villains, yeah. I'm like, no, they're straight up bad. Like, their name is Maleficent. Like, they're bad.
Right.
Like, I didn't need that movie.
Right.
But Ursula, I'm like, was their magic ever for good?
Yeah, like, how did, like, Flotsam and Jetsam and these two, like, electric eels get roped in?
Exactly.
How is your hair so good, but always wet?
Yeah. We go now under the sea.
We're in a wreckage of an old, old ship. One of them old ships.
And the decor is very mid-century modern, but made with pieces from, like, you know, old... like crates, but they look like a really chic mid-century modern coffee table.
So what we're seeing is that we're in a sunken ship, but it looks like a home in Palm Springs, but it's made from flotsam and jetsam.
Very good with the blue lights, lighting designers.
It's like the Flintstones.
Swim on in, swim on in.
So sublime, and also it's very, very wet, more wet than you could ever believe. In fact, you'll never be able to hang out here unless underwater you can breathe.
Swim on in,
swim on in.
Underwater, it's the science you would not believe. Swim on in,
drink, but it's impossible to pour you a drink. When the wine bottle goes up, it floats away into the ceiling. So push yourself up and open your mouth to do that thing that the astronauts do, where they open their mouth and the bubbles come in, and then you'll get drunk.
I feel like this underwater lounge is just missing something. I feel like all underwater lounges, they got like that performer that everyone comes to see. We need someone to like drum up business here.
Yeah, okay, boss. You don't like my flyers? The flyers haven't been doing enough because they float away.
Yeah, I mean, Kate, I think we need to stop advertising in paper-based mediums down here.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I'm incredibly impressed that you are managing to procure this amount of paper under the sea.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes I saw that things on land they promote with flyers, but it was silly. I'm such a stupid cucumber.
No. Kate, you look at me. Is that your face? I can't tell which is your face.
Yeah.
Listen,
you could think of kind of any of it as my face at any given moment.
Listen, I may just be a bat ray who runs a bar under the sea inside an abandoned ship.
Sure.
But anyone can see that you work really hard.
I can't see. What?
Okay. Anyone can intuit that you're working really hard.
Aw, thanks.
And you, I just, you know what I was thinking?
Yeah, I know what you were thinking.
Okay.
A big old star to help put our lounge on the map. A starfish. Where are they born?
I don't know where a starfish is born.
Neither do I. Oh, maybe I should swim to the shallows. Maybe they're in the shallows. I'm sorry, I know you haven't seen it yet. I know this, I'm sorry.
Hey.
I'm a rude cucumber.
It's okay. Kate, you're doing great. I was just thinking there's this singer, Ursula. I don't know too much about her, but no, let's go find this starfish instead.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we could try for Ursula, but she's, you know, she does evil magic.
Does she?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe she doesn't.
I mean, I've heard two rumors. One, she's a fantastic lounge singer. Two, she does evil magic. I don't know what's true and what's not.
Huh. Yeah, I guess I shouldn't listen to a rumor. That's how come I found out that sea turtles live forever. Is that true? Tell me, please.
No, it's not true.
Oh, okay.
Tortoises live a long time. Sea turtles is about as long as you would expect.
Okay.
Rumor has it, and I don't know which way the rumor goes. Lounge singer or an evil magic genius. It could be either, I suppose. Rumor has it, and honestly, it could go either way. She could be very, very dangerous or very, very talented, depending on what people say.
Rumor has it, we'll either die or we'll put our lounge on the map. Rumor.
Rumor has it.
with you anymore, Ursula. I'm leaving. Good luck finding another person who can tinkle the keys like this octopus.
I could eat you for breakfast.
I'd like to see you try. Swim.
Go spray your ink on somebody else who gives a fuck.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Who the hell are you? Don't you see I'm a star?
No, I know. It's just me. I don't really have a name. I'm just an electric eel.
Okay.
Well, it's just that I noticed that your piano player just inked away, and I'm pretty good at playing piano myself as long as you only need...
Just to clarify.
Yeah?
You are literally a line.
Yeah. Well, a squiggly line sometimes, but yeah.
You believe that you can take over for a man who was not one, not two, but eight armed?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, you do have a name. Stick up for yourself, bro.
Oh, I do. I just forgot it in a moment of panic. My name is Flotsam. This is my twin brother, Jetsam.
And we're just two adolescent eels.
And we actually play the keyboard together, so we're kind of... If you look at both sides of two lines, there's four points there. And then we sometimes use an electric current to hit other notes. Those notes are sometimes random and harder to control.
Yeah.
But I will say, it would be like if we start out a little something like this. And then I put a little shock into it. And then that happens.
I like that. I like a little stinking music.
Okay. We've come to your shows for weeks. You're such a powerful sea witch.
You're such a powerful towel.
Well, I don't know what you
What? Are. I'm not a sea witch. That's a dirty rumor.
Sorry. I just meant like...
You kept you singing.
Got yeah, I'm just fucking with you. I'm totally a sea witch.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, good. Oh, this is funny.
I was scared, but now I feel better, and so, like, now I feel higher than before.
Yeah.
Because of the valley of...
Listen, I would never hurt you two as long as you're always and solely completely my minions.
Oh, yeah.
We have had, like, so much pent-up energy. We've just been looking for someone to tell us what to do.
And honestly, we've been laid off from so many jobs.
Yeah.
What was your last job?
You know the underwater Kinko's?
Yeah.
We worked at the underwater Kinko's.
We were really bad at collating.
Also, everyone's buying paper and then returns it when it gets all soggy.
Yeah.
So the Kinko's that's underwater is dry and then they take it out?
Well, it's not so much dry as like it's firm.
Yeah,
you know how things are firm?
And then it's squishy?
Like yes, a sponge?
I wish I knew a sponge.
Well, we didn't so much get laid off from the underwater Kinko's as it closed because it's an impossible idea.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm surprised they're still open on land.
do you want to play around with us?
Yeah, you want to like...
Do you want to like let us jam out with you?
All right, let's see what you got.
Holy shit. Oh, sorry.
Okay, we just got a little nervous. We're just going to take a deep breath. Oh, Jetsam, hold it together, buddy.
Okay, I'm here for your Flotsam.
Oh, that was good. Let's start there. Okay.
Good. Oh, this feels nice.
Heart and soul, I'm so disgusting. Heart and soul, they all can shut it down. I hate when people fall in love. I like divorce, I like the chaos, I like hatred when people throw things. My favorite movie was War of the Roses, starring Kathleen Turner and Michael Douglas. This is wildly impressive that you're playing and singing.
Oh, yeah. We hit the key with our noses, but we can still open our mouths.
Sadness, let's all focus on some heartbreak.
when I was... Thanks, I want to just bring it down. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, we'll just kind of like do some soft riffing.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, this is when we do the worm on the keys.
Ooh. Ooh, do not get close to this keyboard because you will get shot.
Yay! Oh, sorry, we got excited. It's so much easier for a cucumber to get around here. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Meow.
Oh.
Meow. Oh.
Hey, I can't see you, but I'm intuiting that someone's there.
King, 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 king.
Oh. Hey, what's up? My name's Kate, the sea cucumber. What's your name?
My name's Allie.
Oh. Were you just making that up right now?
Yeah. I've only seen the trailer.
Yeah. No, yeah, of course. I mean, like, I would say here's what matters.
Okay.
You have a raw talent.
Okay.
You've given up on the industry because they were telling you things about your look that were just straight up ridiculous.
Yeah, they all say I'm so ugly.
Which is crazy because...
Just because I paint these eyebrows on? Is that right?
It doesn't matter. You have a great natural talent.
Ah, thanks. And you want to take another look at me?
Yeah, wait. I would if I had a face. Oh, sorry. I intuited someone else in this shallow. Did I hear something else?
What? That was just me. A crab.
Oh. Oh, hi, crab.
And I was just going to say, I, a crab, look at this sea star with her painted on eyelashes, and I think, you'll never work in this industry again. Scuttle, 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 scuttle.
Yeah, that was like, that's like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I am what the world thinks of you. Hello.
Oh, I thought you ran away.
I did. I came back to illustrate the point that everyone is against you very much.
Now, how come when you run away, it scuttle, makes a noise, scuttle, scuttle? Scuttle. Okay. Because he can...
But then it just appeared.
Yeah, exactly.
It is because, honestly... I only have shoes on one half of my body. And when I leave, I use the shoes on the right side of my body. And when I come back, I'm very quiet because the left side of my body has no shoes. I'm more kind of like hopping on one side and then hopping on the other side.
Aw, oh, man, I wish I could see this. It sounds so good. Well, hopefully it translates to just listening.
I mean, you tell me. You don't have any eyes.
I think it does. I think it does. Yeah, I think you really painted a picture. But, Allie, here's what matters. I think you have a talent and something to say. And that's what's really important. I could tell just from your me's.
Me.
Would you come back with me to an underwater lounge that I do a little bit of work at because I'm trying to build my PR business? And would you sing there for me?
Or... You can work with me.
What? I thought I was shit.
Oh, yes. No, you are not good at singing. I will hire you to do something else.
What?
I don't know, like, gardening.
Or by singing? Is it gonna be
gardening?
Or will it be singing?
I mean, my job is very, very easy. You will not need any help. We just basically go along the ocean floor, cutting the tops off of kelp.
My job will be not easy, but it'll be super grand. When we give you a round of applause, yeah, we'll give you a hand.
Is it gonna be gardening?
Or singing?
No, 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 please choose gardening.
Why not choose singing?
I've never been wanted before. Except for a kid who wanted to rip off my leg and see if it grew back. It did.
I mean, let me be clear. I don't actually want you to do the gardening. I'd make you stop. I just need you to lay down so that I can stand on top of you and cut the high pieces of the kelp that I cannot reach by myself.
So do you want to be a step stool, or do you want to sing on a stage?
Yeah, I guess I should have said
step stool, or sing on a stage.
It's a tough decision to think about in my one cellular brain. But I'm gonna go with the
wait,
thing
hold
that
on
I
before
think.
You choose. Just to be clear, I already have a couple of starfish that I use for this job. But if starfish 1 through 17 are like taking the weekday off, then I would need you to lie on the ground so I can walk around on your back with my half shoes. I hope I'm the one that you choose to be a sometime step stool.
A sometimes
step stool,
an underwater star. Which will it be?
Which will it be?
It's so hard to imagine being a star.
Hey, Allie, you already are.
Go fuck yourself.
Beautiful. It's made from wreckage from all different decades, but somehow looks classic, I think.
But that trailer intuited that I'm very scared to sing.
Yeah.
I'm so scared!
Here's what I'll say. I think what you're really scared of, and this is just because I have a hyper sense of intuition because I have no other senses.
Yeah, you're just a little, like, flat
yes.
piece of
you're
green.
You're like Daredevil, but for emotion.
Yes. It's not that you're afraid to sing, it's that you're afraid to sing your own thoughts and words. You've never shared your own music.
I
it's never been heard. But you only have a certain amount of time when people will stop and listen to your voice.
Your voice, my glorious voice, my beautiful voice.
dude, did you just see that? I don't know what to call her even. She's like a really hot lady on top and then like an octopus on bottom.
Yeah, I want to say like a sea witch.
But like that I feel like is a rumor, maybe bad title.
Okay,
but like a, what is
like,
she?
What's like the mermaid equivalent of an octopus?
Dude, I don't know. She's
a lady puss.
Yeah, did you see that lady puss just swim by?
What about Octolady?
Okay, I still like, what about...
Yeah, let's stick, I think lady puss is good.
What about puss maid?
One more time?
Puss maid?
A puss maid, like a mermaid but with an octopus.
Yeah, what about an or octomaid?
Octomaid
we
also
could drop
good.
The puss altogether.
Yeah. What about...
Oh wait, was she more like specific, was she kind of like squid-like? Was she, or just like a sort of a vague cephalopod? Did she have like a lady top and a cephalopod bod?
Wait, aren't you guys missing something?
Like, probably.
It's not that she has arms, those are just two of her eight, right?
Dude, I think they look totally separate. Like she's wearing a dress of a cephalopod, and the top is like a
she's
hot lady.
Yeah, she has full human arms. Like
so, maybe this, she's not a lady puss. She's just a lady wearing a puss.
Dude, is that a puss? Is that puss just a dress? Did she put on that puss?
Yeah.
It's nice though, because then the dress has like it's prehensile. You know, it can like.
Yeah, it's grabby, and that's what makes me think it's part of her body.
It looks like part of her bod, just to go back to cephalopod bod. Either way, Trent, I feel like I was seeing you catch a little eyes for her.
I mean, Trant, you're not wrong.
Trant, thoughts?
Oh, I think you're going to get some. You're always doing it. You're always getting some... Puss, puss.
I mean, we're the most sensual and majestic animal of the ocean, the dolphin.
Yeah.
Everyone knows we love to get down.
Yeah.
We'll get down with anything. Yeah, bro. Yeah. That's what it's about, you know? And like that lady, she just made me feel things. I'm like, I want to get all in a dolphin going all in. She can swim, swim, right over, swim, 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 swim. I'm like, oh lady, I see the way you shoot that tentacle. You make me so excited, I'm blowing water right out of my blowhole. I'm going all in, it's a dolphin. Swimming around, but I wanna swim right to you.
Seen like your little dolphin jaw drop. She was come swim swim by. She was not like your average doll girl. You know she really started to rock your world. All in.
Girl, you make me wanna mate for life. Girl, you make me wanna mate
for life.
It's not in my DNA, but it somehow feels right. Girl, you make me wanna mate for life. You know, normally, yeah, go for it.
Sometimes I look at her and I feel kind of frail. She makes me feel like I have one of those bionic dolphin tails. I look at her and I feel like I'm the owner of a really big dolphin boner.
She makes you want to
mate for life.
I want to mate for life.
Girl, you make me want to
mate for life.
Once I do that.
They do?
Sorry.
Oh, then I've been doing dolphin wrong. I fully have been messing around. And I think I had that line of my communication with my lady. She was down. But now I'm thinking I gotta call it off with my girl Giselle. Because that octopus lady octopod got me in a mental hell. She
She call me over?
Yeah. Giselle.
Huh?
Giselle. Huh? We've always been, like, honest and open in our relationship.
Well, sure, I feel like you guys should be alone for this.
Do you want us to swim away, bro?
Yeah,
do you want this pod to, like, get out of your way?
No, I mean, like, I always carry the pod in my heart, but I think, yeah, this is probably, like,
okay,
a
cool.
two-dolphin convo. Bye. Hey. We've always been pretty, like, honest and open that we had, like, an open relationship.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm just trying to keep those lines of communication open.
Thank you.
That I think at this juncture, I do feel like there's someone else that I'm interested in pursuing.
Oh, shit, I swam back
Why
the
are you
other
still...
way.
Tron!
I'm so sorry.
Tron!
I tried to stop him, bro. I'm so sorry. We went above the water. We did a couple flips. When we came back down, we, like, did not remember
where
we
flips?
Were.
How many flips?
I did two.
Sick.
Tron did three.
Sick!
I think I did three.
It's hard to know sometimes.
Sometimes it's hard to know. Sorry, we'll swim back.
I got so distracted
so
by
hard
your sick
to know.
Flips.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Sorry, guys, sorry.
Did you hear all that before I got
Yeah,
there?
Again. Yeah. So you're like, you found someone else that you want to, like, maybe lock it down with more seriously?
Honestly, I haven't had that much interaction with her. So
okay.
I don't know. But I feel like mentally it would be like cheating on you if I wasn't totally upfront with what's
Thank
going
you.
On.
Thank right you. And now. Probably like the wrong foot to start or like fin to start on with her.
I think so.
Yeah, no, for sure.
So
because
like
even if she turns out to be like not for you or like, you know, evil or something.
Sure.
It would be like.
I mean, well. Let's not jump to that.
I just said, or something. Oh, my gosh.
It's just a very specific thing to say.
I'm just saying, like, or something.
Or something, sure.
Like, it would be not fair for me if you were like, well, let me, like, see if she's evil or something.
Exactly.
And then, like, but this whole time I have her on, like, the back burner. I'm not a back burner dolphin.
I don't want you waiting around.
Thank
I want you.
You
to go, like, do your thing.
Thank you.
Because I want to do my
okay,
thing.
Okay, can I, now that we're, like, out of this, can I be honest?
Oh, which one is it, Trent or Tron?
No, neither. They both suck.
What? They can do two and three flips,
that
respectively.
Is not, that is like, that holds me for 1 minute, and then I'm like, please, have you ever read anything?
Fair.
Because, like, so much stuff sinks. Anyway, do you think it's crazy? Okay, just tell me if you think this is, like, too much.
Sure.
Do you think I could get a hammerhead shark?
Hell yeah.
You do?
No question.
Are you for real?
Yes.
Because they are, like, they really do something for me.
Oh, yeah. Go for it. Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I feel like hammerhead sharks, like, stunt a lot. Like, you see one, and, like, they all seem like they're too good for you.
Uh-huh.
That's such a facade.
Okay.
Every one of them that I've had, like, long encounters with, they come up to me like, I'm going to eat you. And I'm like, no, you're not. You prey on much smaller fish. And they're like,
totally.
Yeah, totally. You're right. I do.
Totally.
And they swim away.
Cool.
So, like, yeah, no, go for it.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Boss. Boss.
Scrub-a-dub-dub. Scrub in the bar. The bar is always clean and wet. Hey, Kate. Just singing a song to keep myself company.
Wow, I didn't really realize you got lonely.
Yeah, I was wiping down the bar and then I remembered everything here is covered in liquid all the time.
Yeah. I actually don't know if she's behind me. I hope she is. I kept being like, you still there?
Whoa, that star with the eyelashes?
Yeah, she's here. This is Allie. She's a star.
I'm a star.
What a voice.
Thank you.
So I was thinking, boss, maybe she could go on for the first time tonight. Or maybe she'll say no for a while and then I'll make her.
Well, let's not do that.
Okay, well.
That feels rude.
Right?
You'll just make her?
Yeah, make her.
No, don't do that.
Okay.
I mean, don't want to go
honestly,
on.
But you want to, right?
I want to just stay on the side of the stage wearing a hat.
I can't. I don't want to let this, like, hypothetical conversation go on for too much longer. I actually already got an act for tonight.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry, Allie. Maybe you could go on tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow, but if you want to hang around and think she's here, there's, I got that Ursula late. I mean, I didn't actually go
she
out together.
She can leave.
What? Yeah, you can leave because our boss is here and she's the greatest at playing music ever. And
yeah, singing. There's no way that little starfish who won't even sing could be our boss.
Yeah.
Who do you think you are with your weird little eyebrows and that hat? And mousy brown hair, so that means you're not pretty.
Hey, you can't talk to her that way. She's a... She's a great star with a lot of things to say, I'm sure.
No, she's right.
No, Allie.
I'm ugly.
No, Allie, don't listen.
No, listen, come and work for me.
Oh, come on.
You followed us all the way into the deep end?
I have very little to do.
Oh, I've seen your type before.
Oh, hello, Ursula. We meet again.
Oh, it is you. Okay.
Yes, it is. Not even my type, me specifically.
You ruining all my fun with your little up-tempo love songs.
Yes, it is true. Before I was a gardener, I played only up-tempo love songs. Love songs that were very, very fast.
Oh, like dance numbers or something?
Yes, they kind of had they had dance vibes.
Oh, yeah?
They really packed in the words. People did not like them because they were so dense with their words.
Hey, boss, I feel like maybe we should, get people in here, right? I mean,
it seems like a bunch of songs are about to happen.
Yeah, it feels, pretty exciting. Like we got Ursula and this star and this crab.
All right. Hey! Ray's bar is open. Come on in, everyone. Swim on through.
Swim on in.
Come on in. We got no cover charge just for today. Yep, clams, marlas, you could come in. Garibaldi, all the way from California, the state fish, very niche. Come on, yes, haven't seen you. Oh, a couple of flying fish. Oh, don't see you guys down here too much. That's good.
Whee!
Ooh, a barracuda. Well, yes, thank you, though, for coming in.
Yeah. What about us? A bunch of jellyfish.
Your jellies? Come on. I think I am ready for these jellies.
I can't remember where I am. I think my name's Dory.
Boss, I think we did it.
Yeah, okay, they're all in seats. Who do we get up there?
Well, I don't think Allie's gonna go yet. I might have to, encourage her some more.
Okay.
So I think we gotta let Ursula take the stage.
Yeah, you do that. Oh, looks like those electric eels are already at it.
Jeepers, boss. I put a bunch of chairs, and it's such a strange thing to see a bunch of fish sitting in chairs.
Yeah, I thought about that, too. A lot of the sort of, physical trappings of this bar seeming very unnecessary at this
point. Yeah.
It's a little bit like, boss, I can't see you, but it's like you're trying to be something you're not, we're not a human. We're not a human bar. We're a fish bar. That's good.
I know. I just always wanted to be the owner of a bar like Cheers. That's it. That's kind of my personal
dream. Yeah, cool.
But you're right. Seems to be not working, so...
No, they're here. It's great. I'm just saying for you, take pride in what you do.
Thanks, I do. Let me go up to the microphone. Hello, everyone. Okay, welcome to Ray's bar. Please remember to tip the puffer fish at the end of the night. For now, please welcome to the stage. Is she a witch? I don't know. Here she is, Ursula.
Hello, filthies.
Yay! We love it!
We love it!
Oh, I haven't seen an audience this disgusting since I used to play the bathhouses.
Yay! Roast us more! We love being roasted!
We love being roasted!
Oh, yeah. You're all idiots.
Yeah!
Welcome to the dumbest room
people have no memory.
Memory.
What's the matter?
I'm dying.
Wait, what?
Of what? Oh, no.
Well,
your voice?
Everyone knows. No, it's not my voice.
We can steal someone else's voice for you.
No, it's not.
I'd love to go.
I haven't done that 1,000 times. This is the voice of a very popular drag queen named Divine.
I have mermaid puss cancer.
Oh, the name of the thing was a mermaid puss.
It's systemic. It's in all of my limbs. In my non-spine.
Sorry, boss.
I used to have another flotsam and jepsam.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm realizing, I thought this was, time gets crazy with the cancer. And I'm realizing this was after that.
Oh no, that makes sense. There's only two names for electric eels.
Oh, is that the thing?
Well, yeah. We're always born as twins. The first one out gets to be flotsam. The second one out has to be jetsam.
Which one are, I don't care. I've been living a life that is cruel and harsh and mean. I've been so nasty, it is obscene. I once saw a catfish and I ate it alive. I once saw a dogfish and I thrive, but then I killed it. That's what I do. I'm an evil, evil mermaid puss. And I want to change before I meet that great big merman in the sky. I don't want to have all this guilt and tragedy. Inside myself, something that was mean.
Hello, I heard it all. You don't know me, but I know you because I saw you swim by like 15 minutes ago. My name is Trent, and I'm in love with you.
Is that with an E or an A or an O?
Me with an E.
Trent.
Yeah, don't you know all dolphins are triplets, and the first one out gets to be Trent,
the second one
has to
Trent.
Be Trant, and the third one has to be Trant.
Occasionally, a fourth one will be born, and it's Trant.
Trant, and it's hard. Oh,
that's a rough one.
They always suck.
Well, what do you want from me?
What do I want from you? More like, what can I give you?
What?
Anything that you want from Trent, Trent will give to you again and again. And Trent has so much love to give. In these last moments, forever, how long you live. Until you die, and I will be whatever you want, as long as it's within my capabilities. I'll be your dolphin, I'll be your guide.
You
so technically I will breathe the air.
Oh my God, this is kinky.
Yeah. And all my body I will share.
I'll make for love. Special. You are the loveliest. You are the kindest. You are compassionate. You will make more life.
And I should say all of the same about you. Oh no, she's dead.
Oh wait, no, she's not.
I just want you to say you love me.
I love you.
I don't love you.
What? Suck!
Okay, Allie, listen, I really wanted to encourage you to go out there and speak your truth, but a truly incredible thing happened that you cannot follow. A woman like...
I beg to differ. The show is done now, and that was not very long. And these people, well, they didn't pay to come in, but they're
Bus,
in, and we gotta have
Bus,
someone go on.
Bus, there's no way this shy little sea star can follow a diva singing a swan song, falling in love, only to give a psych before she died.
Yeah.
It's like...
I guess you're right.
Let me try.
You want to try, Allie? You sure? You sure?
I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it.
Bus, just, you know, this is, it's just not going to work. We can't make her. That's wrong. We can't be like, I know you wrote this song, but I'm going to start playing it until you come out here.
She seems like she's volunteering, though, is what I'm saying.
Can you do it, Allie?
Yes.
Okay, Allie, I'm going to go start your song, okay?
Oh, no, don't.
You
don't
can do it.
No,
yeah, trust me.
No.
I got
Hold
it.
On,
don't worry. The band already knows it.
You got sheet music for us to play?
Yeah. Here you go, Flotsam and Jetsam. I did a quick arrangement. It's nothing good. I can't see the notes or the lines because I don't have a face. But I think you'll like it.
And it's written on this soggy, soggy paper.
Yeah. Okay, just look at the chord progression.
Yeah,
got
okay,
it.
Hold on. Okay, one
got
major
it.
Fourth.
The G.
There's a deceptive cadence in
okay.
here.
Okay. Okay. It's like a, oh, it's like a diminished seventh.
Ooh, time signature change.
Cool.
That's interesting.
Cool.
Okay. Actually,
oh,
I can't tell if any of those things actually happen in the song, but maybe they do. Okay, here we go.
Just remember that it is 7/8. That's not a misprint.
It's in 7/8?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
But it's only...
Are you sure you want it to be in 7/8?
But only that one part. But only
not
that
just
one part.
That one
just that
part.
One tiny
that
bit
part.
In 7/8?
Just that one
part.
Tiny part.
Allie, here I go, all right? Come out when you're ready.
I don't know. I remember this from the trailer.
boy. Watson. It's the 7-8 time.
Sam Elliott, and there's a lot of Oscar talk about me.
Honestly, I know I don't have eyes or face or an ear, but I have no idea what you just said, but I think we all feel it tonight. All of us. Eels.
Yeah.
Rays.
Yup.
Dolphins.
Yeah.
Jellies.
That this theater's fully staged and realized production of A Sea Star is Born. We're gonna bring out all of the actors and the director,
the choreographer,
and the costume designers,
the designers,
and everyone. Is that, yes, give them a round of applause.
Welcome to the stage.
I need a chair. Where's my chair?
Oh my gosh, there's so many. Guys, just make room. Thank you all so much. As you know, this production is still in workshop, so we would love to get your feedback. This is something that happens when shows are still working on the show, so we'd love to have a little talk back. So if you have a question for any person who worked on this production that you just saw a fully realized version of, you can come on forward and ask a question. Any designers, any writers, any actors, don't be shy. Yeah, come
just
on down.
Just line up right here in the middle and we'll take as many of your questions as we can. Yes, hello, who's your question for?
Hi, I guess this would be for the set designer and perhaps the director. I thought it was very ambitious to convert the stage into a massive aquarium, so I just wanted to know if there's any technical or logistical difficulties with that?
Sure, yeah.
Great question.
I recognized that the show was taking place underwater. So I did that. And that's why it is that.
Amazing,
thank
yeah.
You.
Yeah. Next question. Thank you so much.
Hi, this is for the intimacy director, which, first of all, thank you. Like, so appreciated.
Someone read the director's note in the program. Thank you so much.
So how did you handle the testy Me Too subject around dolphins?
Thank you. And honestly, like, thank you so much. I would love to speak about this for as long as we can. But what I'll say is that dolphins in the wild are doing, you know, it hasn't reached there yet. They haven't gotten the messaging. And so if we can do our part to just, you know, let's put them on the hot seat a little bit. You know, you might notice that I'm Going All In was not the chorus. There was a shift to Mate for Life. And that was because we wanted to see that dolphin, even in the span of that song, show growth. And that's what I think...
just meant going all in with his heart, there's still like some language there that we go, hang on, Dolphin, what exactly are
yeah,
we talking
sure, there
about?
Yeah, definitely is.
Yeah, and I think we all felt the audience relax when the chorus happened. And here's what I'll say is, you know, we want to show that, that characters can learn and that, you know, that Dolphin maybe learned that part of that language was not totally correct. And it's, you know, that the chorus was a lot more appropriate to the time. So thank you so much. And I am available for any other productions.
Thank you so much.
By the way, that Dolphin apologizes profusely.
Hi, it's Victor. I have a question for the marine biologist. Now, there were so many different examples of marine life on stage throughout the whole production. You know, the whole theater was flooded. There was a lot of life going around. Just wondering the reaction to the letter PETA sent you in the legal battle that has been ensuing since you did receive some feedback from the treatment of the animals on set.
Sure. So we had long conversations with PETA because obviously you'll notice in the program it says no animals were harmed during the making of this production except for three. And
the goldfish, yes.
And goldfish is because as you know, there used to be a hammerhead shark involved in this production. You kind of hear him alluded to and then it kind of just doesn't go anywhere. The actor involved was having problems with impulse control and did in fact eat three of the goldfish. So he was let go. We filed all the paperwork with PETA that we needed to. We're very lucky to have a bunch of both predators and prey who are a very trusting ensemble, who are very open with each other. We had a lot of conversations with them, and we have kind of found that we have been able to work with them to put sort of nurture over nature with these particular sea life. And so it largely hasn't been a problem except for that one hammerhead, and we did fire him.
Thank you so much.
Hi, this is a question for the choreographer. I was just wondering, was it hard to get Flotsam and Jetsam to tap dance like that?
I mean, no. Right, you guys?
Honestly?
No. It's hard to get us to stop.
Oh my God, they were obsessed with it.
Oh my gosh. We were living for it, and we were just like so fortunate to work with such a talented choreographer.
So fortunate.
Thank you.
And we thank you.
We are the truest. We are the not poor, fortunate souls.
That's right. Thank you so much for your question.
Thank you so much.
Hello. The blind community has really taken to this play, and I was wondering if the inclusion for the writer, is the inclusion of the sea cucumber, was that intentional to bring that community in?
Honestly, you know, it was just a happy accident. We wanted to have a sea cucumber. We felt like that the sea cucumber is a really unsung hero of the tide pool world. And we thought that would be like the safest, like a really good friend for the starfish. And the fact that it doesn't have a face or eyes was just sort of like we stumbled upon it.
Yeah, I mean, another fun fact as the marine biologist, the starfish is also a blind character, but we never call attention to it. And that's just because even within one community, there are huge differences. The blind community, not everyone is 100% blind. So even though both of these characters are 100% blind, we just wanted to kind of like speak to the fact that there are gradations and no group is a monolith.
Sure.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I was wondering if you could talk about the process of getting Warner Brothers and Disney to cooperate on this project.
We
basically had lawyers and money enough to deal with PETA.
It's
absolutely on my to-do list.
I know, like, normally you end a show by saying, like, please spread the word. In this case, don't.
Don't. Please, we're not please ready for other we're, people to know about this show.
Yeah. So, fun secret, we're all in a club.
Yeah. Much like Harry Potter, keep the secrets.
Yeah, that's right. Hashtag keep the secrets.
Thank you so much.
I had a question for the producer. Looking at the program, it says that the music was originally written in 1933, and there are a lot of strange coincidences to more current events and media, and I was wondering if you could speak to that.
If the producer could speak to that?
Sure. Well,
yes, sure. I saw this original script written in 1933? And I said, update it for the people, or they won't buy tickets. That's what a producer is all about, getting butts in seats.
If I may, we actually had to stop him from adding in iPads.
I just think it would have been great.
It well, does take place in an aquarium.
Sure. I just think it would have been really great if during that moment when she's dying at the end, everyone takes out their iPad and sort of waves it back and forth as if it was a lighter, like the kids do with their iPads at concerts.
Yeah, very good. Most of the songs were updated. So, I mean, like, lyrically they were updated, but the music, you know, music and lyrics are different credits. And so the music is from 1933 in large sections, except for when it's obviously not. And then all of the lyrics were changed. But there is actually a song from the 1933 original that we did have to cut for time.
We cut it for time, and because I didn't think people would understand the words in it.
But I think we have time to perform, and unfortunately that means we have no time for the last remaining question. So sorry, but thank you for the questions we've had so far, and we'll just go ahead and send you out with this cut track from 1933.
Mm-hmm. Merch table will be out there in a second. Thank you all so much.